Now, time for our daily thoughts. Simon Colstow, Dr. Simon Colstow from Botley, joining us this morning with his thoughts for this week. Simon, welcome back.
Thank you, good morning.
And over to you.
Thank you. This week's daily thoughts are motivated by the Man Booker Prize-winning novel, Life of Pi. In one part of this book, the teenage main character, Pi, manages to simultaneously become a Christian, a Hindu, and a Muslim. He happily attends a church, temple, and a mosque for a number of months until people start to notice and object to his multi-faith religion. This leads to a showdown involving his parents, a priest, a pandit, and an imam. The adults decide that if he has to choose one of the three religions, but Pi doesn't understand. If people can have more than one different passport, why can't they have more than one religion, he asks. Of course, historically, the choice of religion was based on geography and family tradition. However, today we live in an increasingly globalized and multicultural society where people of widely differing religions mix on an everyday basis. So is it a valid thing to just become a member of all religions? I don't think it is, because there is an important difference between respecting people of other religions and what a person privately believes. The power of each religion is in its ability to provide a coherent picture of the world, providing a framework for ethics and behavior. If we start to combine traditions, we will unavoidably run into conflicts. Of course, we should always respect and work with people of other religions. However, if someone wants to explore spirituality, it's probably best not to create our own religion, but rather choose a tradition and follow the wisdom of history.
Simon, thank you for that. That's a thought-provoking one this morning. We shall talk again same time tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
Look forward to that. Dr. Simon Colstow with our daily thoughts.